This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
Never a boring day in the world of Delphi, Indiana. Richard Allen's request for an early trial has been accepted. I mean, the reality is there was no choice in that matter, but it is going to be happening. Jury selection going to be taking place May 13th through the 31st of 2024. The trial previously scheduled for October 15th. With all of that happening, the man who's been behind a lot of following this and explaining it to us, Bob Motta, defense attorney, host of the podcast Defense Diaries, with us. Bob, here we go. We're getting close to this trial. Is it going to happen that quickly? And what should we be expecting here now that that this has taken place?
Hey, what's up, T? Yeah, you know, with a speedy deadline, that's a hard and fast date, right? Yeah. So the only thing that can delay it is if the defense files certain motions that have to be counted against the defendant, meaning that if they take inordinate amounts of time, that's one thing that can move the date somewhat. Mm-hmm. But you know, I mean, it's definitely going way before October. You know, whether mm-hmm. or not it goes May 13th, which is the date that it's set for, that's somewhat flexible. You know, so like, and I'm sure that we'll get to it, but and I don't even know if you're aware that the defense this morning.
No.
Filed its third. Yeah, they filed its third Franks memo, which is interesting.
Okay.
I'll be able to clue you in on that. Yeah. You know, and say, for instance, with a motion like that, if she were to grant a hearing on that and say, you know, I'm going to give the state time to respond, you know, that time counts against the defense, which could move the needle a bit as far as the trial date. Mm-hmm. You know, so because it's like the state can't be, you know, if they have to spend time working on other things other than preparing for the trial, mm-hmm. such as motions, that time counts against, if it's the defendant's motion, that time counts against the defense, meaning that on the back end, the state will get a little more time.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Sure, sure.
Yeah. So that's basically what's going on.
In so many cases, we see the defense wanting more time. The Koberger case. So it's like, let's give it another year. Right. Are you surprised at all? I mean, obviously this has been sitting out there in the ether for quite some time, but to be like, okay, let's go. We're ready to go. Do they have a very rock solid case behind them with Richard Allen to say, okay, we want 70 days from now, we're going to go. Or is this more so kind of playing the odds of like, yeah, the state's not quite ready, so let's just push this forward because we have that card to play?
Yeah, with Koberger, you know, he ended up waiving his speedy, you know, because there was a lot of heat on him, you know, buying through his attorney to make a call. Mm-hmm. You know, gonna go speedy, you're gonna waive that.
Yeah.
And he ended up waiving it. So there, and that's frankly more typical, mm-hmm. you know, in cases like that, or even like Delphi, it's typical that they don't go on a speedy. I think the last one that we saw that went speedy was Murdoch, mm-hmm. and then prior to that, Vallow went speedy yep. trial as well. And you know, in Vallow especially, that was a very good example of, you know, the speedy demand and speedy trial date cuts both ways. Yes, it can catch the state off guard, not necessarily as prepared as they might want to be and forward to moving, you know, moving towards trial and being prepared in the way that they would desire to be. But the same can be said for the defense. And in Vallow especially, they put on very little defense, you know, so I think that their hope there was that they were going to catch the state with their pants down, not really ready to present a cohesive case, and obviously we know what the result of that was, and same with Murdoch. They certainly were more prepared to present a defense than they were in Vallow, but it was the same end result.
Sure.
So with respect to Delphi, you know, I think it's probably the same concept in terms of hoping that they're going to catch McClelland, who frankly is from a much smaller prosecutor's office than either of those two cases that I just mentioned, meaning that he does not have the manpower to really assist him in getting this thing ready for trial. So that's certainly part of the strategy from the defense side of it. Unlike in Vallow with the defense there, you know, based on what we've seen in terms of pleadings from the defense, we can feel pretty secure in the fact that they know the facts of their case and they know which direction they're going in terms of a defense. So I anticipate that they'll be putting forward an actual innocence defense, you know, as they've already named several individuals that they believe are actually responsible for the crimes. So, you know, how it's going to shake out, nobody knows. You know, I mean, the state has the evidence that it has, which we all know what that is. That's not to say that they won't have some more, but from what we've seen, you know, they have him in and around where they believe the girls' lives were ended at around the time that law enforcement believes their lives ended. And, you know, you've got, you know, the unspent casing and, of course, these jailhouse confessions. So, you know, that's going to be the, you know, primary thrust of the state's case. So we'll see. I mean, it's sure to be interesting. That's for certain. I'm just somewhat upset that it's not going to be streamed. I don't believe. I mean, she could change her mind.
Yeah.
But like, this is the one case based on everything that's gone on procedurally that I think is important that it be tried in the sunlight, meaning that it's streamed so we can all watch it. You know,
no, without a doubt. I mean, it's a public thing. It should be done in public.
Want to listen ad free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.